Okay, welcome to the crazy story section of the Our Universal Journey article. In this little story, I'll try to help you remember and know how to use and understand some, not all, but some of the new vocabulary from the article. Okay, let's get started. Once there was a frog. He wanted to find a princess, so he went on a journey. He walked for many years. Every day he imagined his princess. In fact, he obsessed about her. He couldn't think of anything else, but he could not find her. He kept walking all over the world. He became fatigued, very, very tired. He wanted to quit, but he said to himself, I will not have a failure of nerve. I will overcome every problem. I will overcome every catastrophe. I will persist until I find her. One day, the frog came to a large, tumultuous river with huge rocks and big waves. He was so fatigued, he didn't have the capacity to swim across. Then he saw a turtle. He yelled to it, "Can you help me cross the river?" The turtle said, "Why do you want to cross?" The frog said, "I must find my princess." The turtle was surprised. He said, "Are you implying that you want to marry a human?" "Yes," said the frog. The frog got onto the turtle's back. He was a small turtle, and his back was very wet. The frog's position was very tenuous. He almost fell several times. But finally, they made it to the other side. There, on the other side, he saw a beautiful woman. It was his princess. He jumped into her arms and kissed her. She turned into a frog, and they got married and lived happily ever after. Okay, let's go again up from the top. This time I'm going to ask some questions. The reason I ask questions is to repeat the new vocabulary and help you remember and understand it better. Here we go. Once there was a frog. He wanted to find a princess, so he went on a journey. He took a trip, a journey, a long trip. He walked for many years. Every day he imagined his princess. He obsessed over her. Did he obsess about food? No, of course, he didn't obsess about food. He didn't care about food. Did he obsess about the weather? Was he always thinking about the weather? No. What did he obsess about? Well, he obsessed about his princess. He imagined her, what she looked like. He could not think about anything else. He only thought about his princess. He obsessed about her completely, totally. Every day he obsessed about his princess. He couldn't think about anything else, but he couldn't find her. He kept walking all over the world. He became fatigued. Did he get more energy as he walked? No. He got more tired. He became fatigued. Did he feel just a little bit tired? No. He was fatigued. He was very, very tired. Did he feel tired just for one day or just for a small, short period of time? No, he was fatigued. He felt tired all the time, every day. And every day, he became more and more fatigued, more and more tired. He wanted to quit. He wanted to give up. Did he have a failure of nerve? Did he lose his courage? No, he did not have a failure of nerve. In fact, he said to himself, I will not have a failure of nerve. I will not become afraid. I will not become weak. I will not have a failure of nerve. He said, I will overcome every problem. So he wanted to solve every problem. He wanted to beat every challenge. He wanted to beat every opponent. He wanted to win against every single problem that came in his way. He also said, I will overcome every catastrophe. So not just small problems. Was he ready to face big, big problems? Yes, he was. Was he ready to face huge failures? Yes, he was. He was ready to face every catastrophe. He was ready for catastrophe. He was not afraid. His nerve did not fail. Did he keep trying? Yes, he did. He said, I will persist until I find her. Did he say he would give up after a little while? No. Did he plan to ever give up? No. He said he would persist until he found her. He would never get up. He would keep trying again and again and again and again. Never give up. He said, I will persist. Okay, one day the frog came to a large, tumultuous river. Was it a calm river? No, it was not a calm river. Did it have just small little waves? No, it had huge, really big waves. It was a tumultuous river. Did the river stay the same? No, the river did not stay the same. It was always changing. Huge, big waves crashing. All these large currents. Everything moving and changing. It was a very tumultuous river. This tumultuous river was impossible to cross because he was so fatigued. He was too tired to cross this tumultuous river. Could he cross a calm river? Yeah, probably he could cross a calm river. He could still swim, but he could not cross this big tumultuous river. Did he have the capacity to swim across? No, he did not have the abilities to swim across. Why did he not have the capacity to swim across? Well, because he'd been walking every day, so he was too tired. He lost his capacity, he lost his ability, he lost his strength to swim across a big, tumultuous river. So he did not have the capacity to swim across this river. What did he do? Well, he saw a turtle, and he called to the turtle. He said, can you help me cross the river? So the turtle did have the capacity to cross the river. The turtle said, why do you want to cross? And the frog said, I must find my princess. The turtle was surprised because the frog was a frog and the princess was human. So he said, are you implying that you want to marry a human? And the frog said, yes. Did the frog directly say he wanted to marry a human? No, he did not directly say it. He just said, I want to find a princess. And the turtle thought, must be a human. But the frog did not directly say it. He implied it, right? He indirectly said he wanted to marry a human. He directly said, I want to find my princess. But that implies that the princess is probably human. So it implies, it suggests that he probably wants to marry a human. And this surprised the turtle. Okay, the frog got on the turtle's back. But the turtle was very small, and his back was very wet, easy to fall off. So did the frog have a strong position on the turtle's back? No. Was the frog's position very secure, very safe? No. What kind of position was it? Well, excuse me, it was a tenuous position. It means it could change very easily. He could fall off very easily. It was wet, it was small, a very tenuous position. The frog had a tenuous position, but did he fall? No, he did not fall. His position was tenuous, but he was okay. He did not fall off. Finally, he got to the other side. And he got to the other side. He saw a beautiful woman. It was his princess. He jumped up and he kissed the princess. And the princess became a frog. They kissed again and they got married. And they were always happy together. All right, one more time. This time with fewer questions. Once there was a frog. He wanted to find a princess. So he went on a journey, a very long, difficult trip. He walked for many years. Every day he imagined his princess. He obsessed about her. He thought about her all the time. He only thought about her. He obsessed about her. But he couldn't find her. He kept walking all over the world, year after year after year. So he became very tired. He became fatigued. Even though he was fatigued, he did not have a failure of nerve. He did not become afraid. He said, I will not have a failure of nerve. I will overcome every problem. I will beat every problem. I will overcome every catastrophe. I will overcome every disaster. I will persist. I will keep trying until I find her. I will never quit. I will persist. One day the frog came to a large, tumultuous river. It was not a calm river. It was not a small river. It was a tumultuous river, churning and moving very fast. It had huge rocks and waves. It was a tumultuous river. And he felt so much fatigue. He didn't have the capacity to cross the river. He was not strong enough anymore. He didn't have the capacity to swim across. So he yelled to a turtle, "Can you help me cross the river?" The turtle said, "Why do you want to cross?" And the frog said, "I must find my princess." He was still obsessed. The turtle was surprised. "Are you implying that you want to marry a human? Are you suggesting you want to marry a human?" "Yes," the frog said, still obsessed. The frog got on the turtle's back. But he was a small turtle, and his back was wet. The frog's position was not good. It was a tenuous position. He could easily fall off. He almost fell several times. But finally, they got to the other side. On the other side, he saw a beautiful woman. It was his princess. He jumped into her arms and kissed her. Mwah! She became a frog, and a frog princess for him. They kissed again. They got married. The end. Okay, listen to this a couple times. It will help you remember some of these key vocabulary words, these important vocabulary words. And as usual, review the text, review the learning guide, listen a few times to everything. And finally, stop this story and try to repeat the story. See if you can tell this story out loud to yourself. You don't need to remember every single word. Try to remember the general story. And most importantly, try to remember how to use the vocabulary. So actually, tell this story to yourself. Tell it out loud when you're alone and use the new vocabulary. This will help you remember the vocabulary, and it will help you know how to use the vocabulary. That's an important step, a very important step, is to stop this now and tell the story yourself using the new words. Okay, I will see you next time. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.